It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, we have Instagram, KWTKPROD, P-R-O-D, KWTKPROD, as well as Twitter, KWTKPROD. Don't know if we told you, but if you don't know, now or know, ladies and gentlemen, we got our blue check mark pack, so be sure to follow my Twitter account, GTKingOfficial, GTKingOfficial. I should put the handle in my podcast bio. Or not the podcast bio, but like the description in every single episode, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, without further ado, welcome back to Kicking It with the King. Like I said, one more time, this is episode 473, The War Against Truth, episode 2, or part 2. It's not a series, it's not a particular series of episodes. I mean, it's either that, or I don't know what the fuck to call it for here. But it's kind of like continuing on the last episode, but with an entire list of things to listen to, or entire list of things to talk about. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we're never short on topics here on this podcast. Listener discretion is strongly advised here. If you don't have a parent with you, or you're offended by the truth, or you're offended by facts, this is not the podcast for you. People get offended easily nowadays, man. So you gotta be very, very generous and very, very careful for who you have and who you invite and who you have listen to your shows nowadays. I love how I switched accents when I said that. Good morning, by the way, guys. I'm looking for my lighter. Did you know one of the top two things in the world? One of the top two things in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Lost is a lighter. A Bic lighter. More so than anything, a Bic lighter. And lead pencils. Or pens. Bic lighters and pens. Because if you ever smoked in a circle with people, you guys are passing the joint to each other, one another, like, you know, amongst each other, you know what I mean? Then that's literally like what you, like, you know, literally, you know, you pass a joint, or, hey man, the joint went out, I need to relight it. I pull out my lighter, I hand you my lighter, and you take my lighter, you motherfucker. That's what usually happens. It's one of those inevitable things that get taken. And within a couple seconds, ladies and gentlemen, a few seconds in the quick little time where he paused, we found the lighter. We got it. We're here, and we are alive. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I should put water in this bong, because I, like I said on the last episode, I'd be sucking, inhaling too much. I don't want to say sucking in. I'm not gonna, we're not about that life here. And we're on 100% support the LGBTQRATHUV community. 100%. We support everybody perfectly. 100%. We're not judgmental. We don't judge anybody. I personally don't judge anybody. Unless you give me a reason to. You know what I mean? I only judge people if you give me a reason to. Or, I only assume if the facts that I'm assuming are that the facts that I see happen in front of my eyes confirm it. You know what I mean? That's more of the time where it happens. But, we have one hell of a fucking show today. Like I said, sit back and relax. And let's get the War on Truth Part 2 going here. Guys, listener discretion is advised. Video podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We were going to do a video podcast, but... is there a way to upload a video podcast via mobile device? Or does it have to be the laptop? I don't know. I was going to say, so we got, my birthday is in a few weeks, right? So I got myself a new gift. I got myself an iPhone. But I didn't get the iPhone 14. I mean, Julie was telling me about the iPhone 14 a couple of days ago. She's been mentioning it. She's thinking about getting one of those. I'm like, no. I mean, I don't want to start with the most expensive one, you know. I'll buy the one, like, maybe. I like the 12 still. I'm still a big fan. I mean, until this shit stops working, I'm not gonna get a new iPhone. It's idiotic to do that. Especially when they still work relatively really good and all that. And my top priorities for me when I have a phone is a damn good battery, a long-lasting battery, where I don't have to keep on charging the shit. I want high quality, video quality when I'm watching YouTube, when I'm watching Paramount Plus, for example. When I'm listening to my music, you know what I mean? I want to have speed. I want to have lots of gigs. So I got myself an iPhone. I just like this phone a lot. I was really in love with it when I saw it. I've always wanted to get it. So it was the iPhone X, I believe. No, was it the X? Or what the fuck was it, man? Let's check real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Not the iPhone 11. No. iPhone XR. So the iPhone XR, I mean, obviously, like I said, I did all my research about the phones and stuff. And we landed on the XR. I just felt like it was a cool one. I mean, I don't want to be the millennials. I don't want to be the problem in the world when it comes to this generation. I mean, we've posted about this, like I said, in our thread. We have a lot of Twitter threads now. So, like I said, if you follow our Twitter, I said our because it's our podcast. And you guys deserve to see it. GT King Official. We pin the threads every so often to the top of the account. And you get to see it, ladies and gentlemen. You get to experience the action. You get to experience the words. You get to experience the raw and uncut descriptive 240 character. Is it 240 characters now, or is it a? I mean, I know that with people with the subscriptions at Twitter Blue can get up over 140 characters. Because goddamn, let me tell you, that is one hell of a benefit for people. I've always thought Twitter needed that. And Elon, real quick, Twitter needs to have the edit button for anyone that has Twitter Blue. It doesn't matter how long ago you send the tweet. It doesn't matter if it's 30 minutes. Now it's an hour or so. We need to have access to editing our tweets all the fucking time. So, yeah. So, I got myself a gift. I got myself a nice case with it. I was hyped the hell up about the most recent episode, which was the previous one, just before that. How long ago was it since we were last back? Monday? Last Monday? So, here we are, circling back here. A couple of days, you know, prior, and hold on, let me text Tony back real quick. Hey, Tony Montana. You hear the tapping? That is like one of the most annoying things. That is like one of the biggest pet peeves of mine on any podcast is typing, talking, let alone hearing the tapping sound on the fucking background when it comes to you going back and listening to your feed and stuff like that, or listening to your podcast. You know what I wanted to try? I wanted to fuck with Twitter Spaces. Is Twitter Spaces pretty legit? What do people think about the Twitter Spaces and stuff? Is it pretty legit? I really want to try it. We're on our Twitter now. So like I said, be sure to follow us on Twitter. GT King Official. They said we have an absolute amazing motivational thread. And I was thinking of, you know, how we have the, we're all these different hats and stuff, you know, we have the Living Surviving Hell on Earth book, but we should make a whole, like, we should make like a magazine or something, like a book full of diff fucking all these quotes are absolutely hard hitting. I like them all. I mean this one, for example, this one's pinned. This was the most retweeted one that I've had on my account. So this one, you can start off the top, go to the bottom. Treat me bad, violate my loyalty, endanger my peace of mind. I'll show you what a real bitch is. You simply don't want to go down the path with someone like me. I'll hurt your feelings and shatter your emotions from the inside out. Respect those who respect you. Don't go disrespecting people who have your back. Hashtag stay humble. You gotta give respect to bringing back the hashtags, right? The hashtags was like one of the most underused thing, and I used to use that all the time to get people to like all my posts and shit like that on Instagram back in the day. But, you know, realistically now, I was telling Julie this the other day as well. I don't usually use any of the other social media apps too much now. I mean, I use Instagram and stuff somewhat, but I'm more of a Twitter-based guy now. I'd have to say that I'm more of a Twitter-based guy. That's pretty awesome. I'm fucking with it, man. I'm really, really liking it. I mean, we're playing for it now, right? All the celebrities, everybody has to pay for it. But, you know, notoriety-wise, I've gotten so much more traffic on my Twitter account, man. There's, like, so much attention, so much people interacting with the posts. And sometimes it's overwhelming at sometimes, man. But I'm really, really enjoying it. And so, to continue on with these, I'm going to read a couple more of these, and then we're going to get to our lineup of absolutely stacked, important, deep shit for today's episode, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we promised you hard-hitting podcasts every single fucking week, so here we are. So, quote, there is a fine line in which you don't cross. I keep my circle tight like a Latina's pussy. Make sure that anyone and everyone, the people I surround myself with, are good people. We all have our demons. We all have our qualities that we use to better one another, Let's all unite together and use our positives for the good of mankind. Hashtag more love, less ego. All right. If it means setting a motherfucker straight in order for your own quality of your life to be peaceful and content, so be it. So many people have built up anger, rage, depression from holding it in and or being, quote, strong or walking away. But you walk away with damage on your heart, and which is not too many can take in life. You'll explode. You'll make anyone and everyone who's wronged you pay for their sins committed against you. It's not a pretty sight, but it happens. All right. Shall we read one more here? Then we're going to get to the hard-hitting motherfucking news here on this episode. On this episode of Kicking It with Zicking. You motherfuckers better subscribe, like, share, rate, and review when it comes to our show. Because like I said, our show is available everywhere. You get your shows. Spotify for podcasters, or podcasters by Spotify. I don't know which one is fucking called. What is it called again? Podcasters by Spotify. Yeah, podcasters by Spotify. Download the app, and you get access to starting your own podcast. You know, beginning your own podcast. Like I said, starting it, posting it. You get access to editing your podcast. Putting in the description, you get a little bit of everything. It's like your little pocketbook for your podcast. It's pretty easy. I like it. I fuck with it. What they've done over the years and stuff, let alone this 300 plus episodes, like 90% of my episodes of my podcast have been featured and posted on Spotify. So that's been something that's been very good. So do we have any more quotes left? Okay, so all right, we have one more left. All right, and then we're going to get to our list. Oh, because we're kind of on a time schedule. So, quote, I am a real voice for the people. I'm someone who's far from scared of voicing the truth and or fighting for the truth. I'm a teacher of how to conduct yourself in today's world. No matter what, I'm not going anywhere. I'd never care or give a fuck who doesn't like me. I don't care or simply give a fuck. Do you pay my bills, my rent, my everyday living expenses? If you don't do any of these, humbly sit yourself down and be humble and shut the fuck up and we'll all be good in Zihud. End quote. How about it, ladies and gentlemen? You got to be aggressive sometimes. You know, if you're not aggressive with your words, people won't get the picture. If people don't get the picture, they're going to continue to walk all over you like you're a little punk or something like that. So let's start to show off, especially like I said, when people are walking. This perfectly translates into the first topic on the notes today for this episode. People will take advantage of you. They'll walk all over you if you let them. Nice guys finish last. Loyal people are pushed to the brink. You know, good people that work hard are ridiculed, shamed, talk shit about. People try to take everything away that you have when you're clearly working for everything that you've gotten and clearly doing everything you can to get through everything and helping people. And you've done more helping than you haven't, and you're still getting stabbed in the back. It's the craziest thing. And it's an unfortunate thing, but in some ways you just got to choose who you're good to, because if you're not, you know, anyone and everyone just walk all over you. But for me, I see so many different scenarios. I've seen so many different types of people. I've ran into so many different types of people. I've encountered so many different types of people. I'm a big listener, too. I'm a big motherfucking listener. I'm a listener. I pay attention to facts. Something doesn't add up, it's an automatic red flag for me. Something doesn't add up, I'm like, okay, so what the fuck's going on? And I look into it. I'm a Cancer. I overthink a lot of things. But it's not even called overthinking nowadays, if you think about it. Like, No, it's not overthinking. It's just thinking too much, or what you call thinking outside the box. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But to continue on, you gotta love people that are fucking idiots, right? Meaning, like, you know, you just got all these different types of motherfuckers in the world now that talk so much shit, say so much shit, hurtful, harsh, some of the worst things you possibly imagine, either when they're drunk or they're high, or you get people that are just point blank, quote unquote, brave, they're brave enough, but they don't know that they're going to get their ass kicked. But, you know, there's those people that you punch in the mouth once and then they go and call the cops. Like little bitches. Like little pussies. But there's all these people that are out there demanding stuff. So the main topic, okay, so the main topic of this one is one thing that I've noticed a lot, and I've seen this most recently, probably like in the last 6 months or 5 months, let alone probably this last year, how irritating and both agitating, how, oh my God, you had all these motherfuckers out there demanding shit. They're out there demanding. They're out there wanting things to be a certain way. They're out there upset about the outcomes of things. I mean, there's all these different things that go on in your life that happen. Obstacles, things that happen. I think we had a perfect tweet for that. I don't mean to go back to the phone, but there was a tweet that I wrote that was like when multiple scenarios happen and stuff like that. Well, it's kind of like that one, but not really. But I'm not going to read that one, so it doesn't make any sense. So it's like people doing all these different things, you know, complaining about the reality of things, how they don't get this, how they don't get that, how they don't earn enough money, how so-and-so's a president. All these people are whining and complaining. You ever notice too, on top of that, so all these people are whining and complaining. We're going to get to the next part too, which is so funny. This part's going to get funny. So strap yourselves in for this one. It's always the people that aren't willing to work for it, that have the biggest mouths. You notice that? And if you ever have someone randomly talk shit to you, or if it's online or it's in person, and no one ever talks shit to you. Okay, imagine no one ever talks shit to you. It's always that one person in the room, in the area, in the vicinity, that has a fat ass mouth, let alone has something to say. And or it's usually the broke people. Broke people are the ones that say shit the most. Broke people. People who have no money. People that can't afford the simple things. People that live in grandma's basement. People that have 10 followers. Oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up, you little pussies. You guys have no say-so in any matters of anything in the world. These are like the same people that will trash their own city. 2 years ago, the whole Black Lives Matter stuff happening. The same people complaining, the same people demanding people be respectful to African Americans, the same people destroying their city, and also the same people that, if you talk shit about the city, hey, fuck your city, man. You know, you're all butthurt and try to act all tough, but they're really not, and all offended and stuff, but yet they're destroying their own city. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's a hypocrisy. Can I say that word right? Hypocrisy? Hypocrisy of the world, let alone this generation nowadays. Like, the lack of accountability is absolutely atrocious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let me tell you, man, that the lack of accountability is absolutely terrible. It's absolutely horrendous, and it's not something that I think anybody would be proud of or should be proud of in any forms whatsoever. So, how this pertains to us, ladies and gentlemen, people have wild-ass expectations. They have wild-ass goals. Some people have goals. Some people have wild-ass goals. Some people have some shit that's completely over the top. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you got to put in between and categorize between, you know, realistic and, you know, something you're going to work for. I mean, obviously, you should believe in every single thing that you want to believe in. I'm not going to tell you not to. I'm going to say believe in whatever the hell it is you want to believe in. But be realistic with yourself. Don't waste your time. Don't waste anyone else's time. You got to be better with yourself. We got to all be better. We can always become better human beings each and every single day. It doesn't matter what we did in the past. It doesn't matter how we treated someone the other day. It doesn't matter about, I mean, it matters that you don't do it again or make the same mistakes. But what matters the most is your character. Your character when you don't have anything. Your character when no one knows who you are. your character when you lose someone or something of importance to you. How it feels to have nobody believe in you. You know, when you are hitting adversity in life, when life is hitting you in the face with its problems, what is your solution to success? Do you want to walk away from the problem? Number two, do you want to ignore the problem? I feel like we're doing a quiz when we said it like that. Number three, or you just want to simply walk away and hide away from the truth? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this truth will set you free. I am the worst fucking liar on the planet, probably. Not really, probably. But generally, I'm a bad liar. So if it comes down, like, just simple down, like, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, like, dude, I would call into work all the damn time. When I had my first job, they were a little too lenient. It was landscaping and all that, a little bit of everything. But, dude, they were too damn lenient, right? So they're too damn lenient. So I'm able to fuck off and call off anytime I feel like, right? And it just seemed like a routine thing. I would call off once a week as if it was like the norm. I would call off once a week like it was a norm. And, man, it was just, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. But I would call, what was my point behind that though? Yeah, I'll call off once a week. Okay, what the fuck was my point behind that though? I don't know. I don't fucking remember my point. I mean, let's center back real quick, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, the truth sets people free. That's what we're talking about. Okay, the truth sets us free. And, you know, being realistic with yourself behind the scenes. You know, that's what separates myself from everybody else, is because I'm realistic with myself. I mean, I'm not going to say that everyone isn't, or who everyone is, quote unquote. You know, I like to separate myself from the crowd in general. I like to think that I'm a little bit different than everybody. I like to think that there's things that I bring to the table that other people don't. There's things that I'm better at than they are. But humbly, gracefully, I can say that there's things that they're way better at than I am. There's things that they're way better at than I ever will be. And there's things that I have advantages on that they don't. You know, you kind of like humble yourself completely. And having an open mind, having an open-ended approach to things, being open to listening to people's opinions, listening to what they have to say. You may not agree with what they say. You may think this person is full of absolute shit and is a fucking idiot. But humbly, I'm able to listen to what these people have to say. I know it's atrocious sometimes hearing some of the things these people say, and some of these things make no motherfucking sense. So I'm just like, okay. And then there has only been like two people in my whole life that I could not fucking hear or stand here. They're talking when their voices are so motherfucking annoying. Oh my God. It makes me want to shoot myself in the head. Could you believe it? But the people that work the hardest for the things that they want in their life get rewarded. And the people that don't won't. Unfortunately, see the hard ends of life before they see any riches, before they see any gold, before they see anything that they want come true, because quite simply, they're not willing to work hard for it. It's unfortunate. I mean, it's something that people like to find out the hard way sometimes. It's something that I talk a lot about this. I mean, it's like, dude, every time something happens, it's like, oh, okay, well, these people want to go 10 steps back to move five steps forward. Like, all these people are keen to go backwards. And I keep saying all these people and them and they. Look at me using my little pronouns. They have little pronouns now for every little thing. You have the option to put it in your little profile and stuff. Anybody have the pronouns out there? I was kidding. No, but you have the option to do these things. You have the option to move forward. You have the option to change the outcome of your life. Something's bothering you. You have massive problems at home. Your job ain't enjoying too much. You have a bad girlfriend. Adjust to it. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, like I said the other day, it's more about what the hell you do after that than the actual action happening to you. Like 90% is how you react to something versus the 10%. The 10% is the motherfucking thing that happened, unfortunately. Even though in the moment, man, I have to be very honest. I'm going to raise my hand and say it honestly, that I flipped out during that time, during a lot of those times. And, you know, some people just have a hard time looking at the positives when things aren't too positive. You could have like a whole list of bullshit in front of you. Different things to deal with. Trust me, I've seen people that have. And it's astonishing and both amazing to see how the fuck people can get to through some of those things. That's why I always thought, like, growing up and, like, you know, when I worked in, like, fast food and I just work with random people in a group and stuff, like, I was always attended to, like, older people when I was younger. Like, when I was far younger. I gravitated towards older people a lot more because I enjoyed their peace of mind. Not their peace of mind. I mean, there's a lot of old people that are motherfucking idiots, but I gravitated towards the maturity somewhat of these people. And, you know, it translates to me, you know, having friends like that. You know, I dated a lot of people that were older than me. No, not a lot of people. There's more people. I think there's more people that I dated that I was older than, but just maybe like a couple people probably older than anyways, guys, but where do you want to be in life? How do you want to get there? What are the steps necessary to get there? And one of the biggest things to close out this topic, to finalize it, is that people have all these plans, all these aspirations, all these visions, talking about it, you know, up and down about it, you know, swear up and down that you're going to do this or do that. But when it comes time for something to either hit a little bit of a difficulty, a little snag in your line, some people tend to give up. I can't say, I mean, I have before, but now giving up to any point makes me want to throw up. I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but you try to find avenues that are positive. You try to find places, avenues, things to do, hobbies, things to take up as your sport, things you like. It happens, you know. You may find something you never knew that you liked, a passion that was never there. I mean, I always knew that I liked to write, but I never knew it was going to be alive like this. I'm telling you guys, check out my Twitter. Check out the Twitter threads. Enjoy it. We're at the 30-minute mark, so, ladies and gentlemen. So, pretty much, like it says, less than 4 seconds, we're going to be at the 30-minute mark. So, if you like our show, ladies and gentlemen, quickly go over to, obviously, like I said, there should be a rating section. Go to your podcast section on Spotify. This is for Spotify listeners exclusively and specifically. Go to your podcast, the list of the podcasts you have in your library on Spotify. Go to the direct, you know, obviously, I think like the front page, you go like you click on the podcast and then it shows you all the episodes and stuff. You can do the ratings and all that too. So give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Kicking It with the King is available everywhere you get your shows. Exclusively, like I said, on Spotify, or you can stream us directly from Spotify by podcast, Podcasters by Spotify app. We always butcher that shit. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, but Spotify is a leader and gets that shit before anyone else does. So the podcast is released immediately on the app, but if you want to get it on Spotify, it's probably like 15 minutes later. So, and then also, like I said, KWTKPROD on Instagram. We're more active there, but we're not that active on Instagram as much as we are, but we should be. And I definitely think that it's important that we do. But, you know, we have been a lot more active on Twitter, which is important as well. So, you know, I'm not saying that it's not an important thing. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, moving along. So, like I said, this is episode 473. The War Against Truth, Part 2. Meaning, the truth is under attack. The voice of the people is under attack. Democracy is under attack. The people is under attack. The voice of the people. You know, nothing is more powerful than a voice of a person. Someone's knowledge, someone's wisdom, someone being able to spread this kind of thinking throughout hundreds of thousands of people. you think about it in some short ways. You got celebrities that are on social media that inspire so many people. And they write stuff. They say stuff. They dress a certain way. They manipulate all these young people to act the same way in the same regards. And we did talk about that on the last episode too. All these gangbanger rappers. Speaking of that, actually, so funny. All the rappers with the bad bitches in their videos, with the big old booties, dancing, all the money, all the pool parties, drinking Hennessy. And speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news here. Breaking news. We're always breaking news here. We're always doing stuff. We're always making history here on the show. So breaking motherfucking news, babies. Yesterday, we got a bottle of Hennessy at the store. And did I mention the other day? So I have been absolutely having a binge drinking contest the last couple of days, apparently. Because when I bought, it was like an 18-pack. It was 18-pack of Modelo for me and my cousins. And we finished those sit off. And let me tell you, an ice cold beer, man, on a weekend. Oh, so damn good. I wish I could have one right now. But that is not the case. And I can't. I shouldn't. Because we do have to run at 1 p.m., I believe. Yeah, I believe we have to run at 1 p.m., so it's a little bit under a couple of hours away. So, I mean, for fuck's sakes, we're already on 33 minutes here on the show. So, like I said, the truth is under attack. You know, people are silencing voices of our public figures, of important people, of a lot of important social media figures. I mean, trust Andrew Tate, obviously, one of the top people I follow. Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, former president, Alex Jones. I mean, the list goes on, man. Point blank is, I mean, I'd say, like I said, going back to what I think I talked about on the last episode. I keep going back to the last episode. The way they went after Donald Trump and they banned him on all the platforms, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. And he wasn't allowed to be on any of the social media, so he came up with his own Truth app. I have a Truth account too under I made one in 2021, I believe. Was it 2021 that he came out with that app? Yeah, so I mean, otherwise, I mean, they're hiding from the truth now. The truth's out there. They're just hiding from it now. People are hiding from the truth. People are hiding from the realities. People are hiding from what needs to be actually discussed and talked about. People are swaying away from the truth. It doesn't even need to be a whole group. It doesn't even need to be everyone together, as in when it comes to knowing what the hell the problems are or the actual real problems that are going on in the world. Arguing over if there's more than two genders, respectfully, is not a topic of conversation in actual news, in actual government, in actual problems that are occurring in the world. Sexual orientation, there's gay and there's straight, or there's non-binary. I'll give him credit for that one. That means you don't like anybody, right? Or you're willing to get fucked by anybody, man or woman. I don't give a fuck. That bisexual. I don't, all these fucking terms and all that shit. No, there's two genders and there's two sexual orientations, point blank. But I don't think the lawmakers and all these people should be, you know, even the president, even the barely coherent president. And you see his horrible speech or something like God save the queen. He said some shit like God save the queen the other day or something. Like, what the fuck, dude? Are you kidding me? Like, our president, that ain't no president for sure, man. But going back to that, I mean, dude, look at the joke of a country that we're in compared to all the other countries. I mean, all the other countries have their own dirt too. I mean, did you see my tweets on Ukraine? How about the Ukrainian president Zelensky? Is that how you say his name? I never said it out loud before. Zelensky? Yeah. So this guy is like fumbling money from the U.S. to Ukraine. But we're not people here to sit here and talk or say rumors and all that. But dude, he has to be pocketing a lot of that cash as well. as funding the trafficking scheme that goes on. I mean, Ukraine has one of the biggest trafficking schemes in the entire world. But if you want to circle back, ladies and gentlemen, circle back. The United States is known for trafficking. So Melinda from England may want to come visit United States of America. Right? Okay, little Billy, let's go visit the United States of America. Do you know what United States is known for? Not just Americans, but trafficking. No, trafficking. Women trafficking, sex trafficker, man or woman. Do they sex traffic men too? Or is it just women? Why are the laws different for women if they try to, you know, rape allegations and stuff? Now, that's one thing I noticed for a while. It's kind of something I wanted to talk about for a while. But so say if a woman or a man goes and slaps a woman on the ass in public, right? And or he tries to grab her butt in public or something like that. Up automatically. Oh, he tried to touch me inappropriately. You know, oh, he sexually assaulted me. So woman number one goes and tells the cops. You get a whole case. So-and-so gets arrested. Sexual harassment. Oh, I slapped her on the ass as a walk-by officer. It just looked too big, nice and big and juicy. I couldn't help myself. No. So you're jailed, all right? So a woman does that to a man. It's looked at completely different. A slap on the wrist, essentially. They don't do shit. It doesn't matter to them. But if men do it to women, they're automatically deemed this or that or a pervert or that. And speaking of that, Conor McGregor is over here raping people at game four. What it was, a game series four or whatever the hell it was. Conor, it's all a joke, but I'm saying, like, you know, Conor is in the news for that. Rape allegations, a young woman accused him of sexually raping her during game four or something like that. But to deem someone a rapist and without evidence, let alone charging someone without evidence, let alone having no proof of something completely, and yet you still have the audacity to think or and or say something about someone, that's not even close to being true. I mean, hey, I'm all up for facts and I'm all up for assumptions with facts behind it. So you're thinking about, ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking about all the things you don't like about this person, how upset you are, how emotionally involved with this person you are, or how much you hate this person. So you're emotionally involved, you're emotionally affected by this. So that makes you prone to acting out of character super fast. It's unfortunate, but it happens. But you need to be ready for things. This is the world we live in. We have all these different types of people around us, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look at the countries, like I said. All these countries are so different, but yet they pointed to the United States as the laughingstock. I mean, Ukraine, the biggest scam in the world. I mean, do you see how many times America has funded Ukraine? The billions of dollars sent over to Ukraine in that president's pocket? And Ukraine's supposed to be going through this war and all this other stuff, but it's the most corrupt thing I've ever seen. Zelensky is a terrorist, it seems like. Oh my God, you see that side-by-side picture of him and Hitler both leaning down, looking at the table? Shit's crazy. But moving along to, so to go back to what we said about real world problems, you remember I was talking about, you know, so them pushing genders and stuff like that and gender education shit like that in school for children, let alone, ladies and gentlemen, we got to protect the children. We've got to protect the children from rapists, from drug addicts, from all these motherfuckers, from fake people. Because all we need to do is tell the truth. All we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is tell the truth. We tell the truth, and what do we say? The truth shall set us free. But you want to know what's also bullshit about that phrase? The truth shall set us free? Is that
the truth also fucks you in the ass as well. It fucks you over. Because usually people that tell the truth are hated. The people that don't like them are petty against them because of the truth. They hate them. They unfollow. They get banned or canceled. Everyone doesn't like the truth. But they want people to respect them. They want them to appreciate and or support or endorse whatever bullshit they're pushing, such as a gender, such as the acceptance for all these kinds of people. In general, you should accept everyone and anyone and everyone. But I don't have any problem with people pushing genders and all this and all this other stuff. It's just a back problem. It does not need to be on the front line of our issues, because I guarantee there's way more than that as in issues and stuff. The fact that China nearly owns the world, the fact that Zelensky is taking is getting given all this money, let alone not only from the United States, but from the United Kingdom as well. Trafficking. The fact that the Democratic Party, Joe Biden's corrupt Democrats are trying to house Trump in jailhouse because they're afraid of someone like that. Because the person, someone like Trump, man, is what I've seen for him over the years is someone who's not afraid to not say what he needs to say, even if it's racist to you, even if it pisses people off, even if he keeps people from, if it gets people mad. I mean, I would see this all the time. The whole time he was president, the whole time, man, the whole fucking time. It was Trump this, it was Trump that. Everybody's talking about Trump. Everybody's obsessed, up the ass about Mr. Trump. They're obsessed with him. They're trying to bring him down. They did everything they possibly can. Same thing with the Tate brothers. They're trying to do everything they possibly can to bring him down. But there's not any legal charges filed against those people. So you can't hold someone if there is no legal charge. Same thing with anything. Innocent till proven guilty, right? But people like to think about it the other way. You've got to go where the facts line up, ladies and gentlemen. You got to go where the facts line up. I mean, that's the thing. There's a lot of people out there that care about the people. You can care about the people. When I say the people, I'm saying the people of the world. The fans, the people in general, the fans of the world, the fans of the government. Anybody think the government actually has fans? No, that's bullshit. The government is not anybody's friend. So, especially if you're not in the upper class too. So, they definitely, people don't like the truth to be exposed. And there's a lot of things about stuff that people don't want other people to know. And they're scrambled to get you to not, I guess, say it, I guess, or not be able to speak that. They don't want you to speak your mind because they're afraid of people being able to think for themselves. Meaning, like, you know, you go back 2+ years now, it's about to be 3 years coming up. The pandemic, the COVID vaccines, all the problems that arise the next 2 years after. So-and-so dropping dead, different people dropping dead, different people feeling different kinds of ways. Collapsing on television. Hella shit happened. I mean, people wanted to quickly link it to the vaccine. Anytime someone got sick or died or fell or had a heart attack. Oh, he has both COVID vaccines and the booster. Oh, they're not going to be alive in 7 years. All these different conspiracies were being pushed up the ass to where social media all barred together to stop disinformation. And you have people that do have facts, that did have facts, factual facts about about the truth. And there's nothing more that these individuals want, including myself, including everybody else out there, that's the truth, that speaks about the government. You know, we want to keep the people educated. But then again, you can't educate everybody that doesn't want to be. There's people that are going to deny it. There's people that think you're full of shit. There's people that are going to think their way. They're going to think their conspiracy way. But it's not a conspiracy. I mean, there's not everything's a conspiracy. There's a lot that's not a conspiracy. It's just point blank the government lying and trying to cover up. And if you want me to talk about conspiracies, you want me to think about it. Yeah, I can think about a few, but doesn't mean they're true. The assassination of JFK, more notably. 9/11. They try to say the Las Vegas shooting, the mass shooting, was one. Area 51, aliens, all that bullshit. A little bit of everything. I mean, they try to say everything's a conspiracy now, but it's more so about the messages and what's really going on behind the scenes. You know what I mean? It's just something that people need to pay attention to. It's something that people don't pay attention to. As well as something that, you know, if you're not paying attention, you can pay attention. And if you can't pay attention, you know, you could easily look at what you can do to educate yourself. Education is a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. I dedicated a lot of my teenage years, I said it a lot of times, dedicated myself to knowledge. Knowledge is power. As we said earlier in the podcast, overthinking isn't even deemed overthinking anymore. You're just thinking outside the box. And yeah, there may be some times where you aren't able to turn the thinking off, turn the thinking cap off for a second because you're just too damn wise. You have too much to think about. You have too much to break down in your head. You know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy to think about, but it's real. And I mean, for me, for the longest time, I hated it. I wanted to turn my overthinking off. I wanted to turn my anxiety off because they were connected. I would overthink and get anxiety about anything or something. I'll worry about something I shouldn't be worrying about. And it wouldn't steer me in the right direction. So it was just something that I didn't need to do. But it's not something that... maybe something that... I needed to do. Now, you know, like, you know what you're supposed to do in life, right? You know, we have an idea, right? People like to think and sit back and think, okay, what is life pretty much about? Our parents fuck. We come out as babies. We grow up. We become children. We become teenagers. We find our first piece of pussy and when we're teenagers. And we become young adults. And then we get our own first job. We start working. We work. We die. We make a family before that, then we die. So what's the purpose of life to people? What do you make of it? What's your purpose? What's your overall message? What do you do that stands out? What do you do that makes yourself individual? What individuality in between people? Everybody has individualities. We're all different in a lot of ways. I like to think so. I'm nowhere near like any of these people. Everybody's different. That's what makes us all unique. We got to cherish the moment. We got to cherish the good times. We've got to be thankful for the lessons, the losses. I don't consider them losses unless you confirm to yourself that you're unable to rewrite that wrong and you're accepting defeat. Defeat's not an answer. I'll throw up before I do that. You know, it's an absolute tragedy for myself if I give up on something, like make or quit. It makes me so agitated. I get so my stomach turned. I still can't believe you bought the Hennessy bottle yesterday. But on top of that, I'm much more surprised that we didn't drink it all. I swear, I think I only drank 3 shots. There's still a lot in there. Should we drink some right now? Hennessy on the podcast? No, I'm just kidding. Maybe in another episode, but it'll probably be gone before then. But let's quickly get to the last thing on... Well, we have so much here, dude. This can keep on going, man.
All right. So let's see. So one of the things that low key kind of goes on still in the world. I mean, racism, right? More commonly, you think white people, black people. But, you know, more commonly, if you think about the police force, if you think about the biggest targets in the world. Well, cops, number one and number two people, nationalities, race, no matter what the fuck it is. No matter who the fuck they are. Their top agenda, the agenda for these men, ladies and gentlemen, the agenda for these men are to hunt down blacks and Latinos. Blacks, Latinos, Latinos and blacks. Fuck assumptions. They assume 100%. They'll take you down quite easily if they think you're a threat. You won't get your justice. You won't get your day in court. You won't get no justice. And apparently nowadays you do, Black Lives Matter and all that. But you know, generally the cops are looking for people that are of those ethnicities. You know what I mean? So it's different. It's a different kind of approach. It's kind of something people don't believe, but you know, it just depends. I mean, criminals are criminals at the end of the day. They could be any damn race in the world, but you know what I mean? So it just depends on what goes on. Last but not least, did you guys hear anybody hear rumors? So this is like another conspiracy too. So since we want to talk about conspiracies, let's bring back the conspiracy theories minute or hour. No. So breaking news on Kicking with the King. So Obama is gay? Obama likes a dick in his ass? Obama? Barack Obama, the former president? The faggot? What? Breaking news. Michelle Obama is actually a man. You see that picture of the shaft, man? If you look up Michelle Obama's penis on Twitter or on Google, you know what you find? Her tucking it away or him tucking it away. I seem to respect transgenders too much because I'd be calling Caitlyn Jenner and her actually. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to get banned for saying that probably. But the main thing is, hey. So Barack Obama, they say, was not an American citizen on top of Michelle Obama being actually named Michael and actually being a man. So Barack Obama's gay and Michelle Obama's a man. How the fuck could you figure? It's not a fact. We're just here voicing our opinions because that's what podcasts are about. That's what makes the world go round in some ways. And that's what creates topic of conversation. People are entitled to their own opinions. They're entitled to their own beliefs. They're entitled to be whatever gender they want. Even if there's three genders, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you be whatever the fuck you want to be in life. Just don't come at me or try to push your little bullshit on me. That's all that matters to me. You know, you should fight for the things that you want to fight for. You should be what you want to be. You grow up to be whatever the hell you want to be. You follow whatever it is you want to follow. And you don't let anybody stop you. You keep on going forward in life. And if something hits you on the way there, you got to show life why you shouldn't be fucked over, and you're not why fucking with you was the worst thing in the world. You can honestly understand why it happened. If you can understand why something happened, if you can put yourself in the position to understand, to be open-minded and to think wholeheartedly why something happened, then you're bound to make your quality of your life better when you come back. You circle back to this problem, you revisit it, you come back, and you make yourself better from this time on. It's something that's inevitable. If you're not willing to learn, then you're not going to get any damn thing that happens to you. And you're not going to be able to understand why the fuck something happened to you if you're not taking your losses and using your accountability and overall being a decent human being about something. Definitely don't have a bad attitude about losing. Losing sucks. It's unfortunate. But it's all about who's here for you during those times and what you've done. And, you know, remember the great qualities about yourself. You remember the beautiful things about yourself. But, you know, never stop being a good person. Never let anybody change who you are. And keep being the badass motherfucker you are and keep striving for the shit that you want in life. And it will come your way. And, you know, there's no ceiling for success. So you keep on going. Skies are not the limit. Skies are not the limit, ladies and gentlemen. You can keep on going beyond, beyond. For fuck's sakes, you got the multiverse around here now. But here we go, man. What a show today. I can't believe it. Are we really wrapping it up at 1 hour exactly, huh? What a show, though, today. I've been trying to get into the, back to the show for a while. I did like 25 minutes of another show. I recorded a previous episode, but I ended up not posting it because I didn't like it. I sounded way too damn tired in there. Now, right now, I just sound high, but we did smoke a little bit of marijuana here on the show, including while we're exiting the show as well, because we got to run. I got to hop the fuck in the shower and get ready for some undisclosed business here. But it's good to be back. We've definitely been gone not longer than a week. 2 days before Monday, Saturday, Sunday. Yep. We're back. We're here. What an episode. A War Against Truth, Part 2. Maybe, I don't know. If I don't call it that, then maybe Part 3? No, because we haven't had a Part 2 yet. Episode 2? Should we just completely make this a different episode of Kicking It With The King? No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, guys, great show. You guys know where to find us, if you don't know. You can go directly from the podcasters by Spotify app, and I really hope I'm not fucking saying that wrong. I'm pretty sure Spotify by podcast, podcast by Spotify, Spotify by podcast, blah, 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 blah. Spotify podcast. You can follow us on there, subscribe, stream us. You can download us for free if you have premium as well. Apple podcast. I was gonna say iPod. Are we stoned here? We got like real stone towards the end and stuff. We got 45 seconds. Oh my god. Just kidding. But iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and all the other major podcast providers, Google Podcasts, Pandora needs to add this podcast to their queue, too. So shout out to Pandora. I want to go see Fast and Furious, the new one, and Transformers. I heard Transformers is good, but nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked. It's crazy that it's been an hour. I can't believe it. We talked about a lot. We covered a lot. And hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend. There are some fights on. UFC fights are going on right now, actually. But other than that, we got to run. And we should have a busy day ahead of us. No matter what, we're able to get in here for an hour of greatness. And we will see you all next week. This is Kicking It With The King, episode 473. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Gabriel Hernandez, and we will see you all next time. We're out of this bitch, truthers. Don't let the truth be silenced. Don't let your voices not be heard, ladies and gentlemen, because the voice of the people can never be canceled, okay? We're out of this bitch, so we'll see you guys next week.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride.
My homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, party, let's get lit. Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.